From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's new executive order barring travelers from six countries to the United States takes effect in 9 days, barring any legal challenges. A court blocked his initial immigration order. The new order bans nationals and citizens from Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. Jeff Sessions is the U.S. Attorney General.
Three of these nations are state sponsors of terrorism. The other three have served as safe havens for terrorist countries, countries where governments have lost control of their territory to terrorist groups like ISIL or Al-Qaeda and its affiliates.
Among the most notable changes in this order is the removal of Iraq from the list of banned nations. The order also removes a provision indefinitely barring Syrian refugees. It also removes language giving preference to religious minorities. Albert Kahn is the legal director for CARE in New York.
We know what this bill is, what this executive order is, because he told us. Time and again on the campaign trail, the president of the United States told us what he wanted, and that was a Muslim ban.
Reaction pro and con to the travel ban is falling mostly along party lines. Libyan fighters who recently captured two key oil terminals around Benghazi say they want to extend their fight to try to capture the entire city of Benghazi. Efforts to take over Libya's oil ports raise the prospect of increased violence in the area. Libya descended into chaos after a 2011 uprising led to the overthrow of dictator Muammar Gaddafi. For details on more news, visit us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. has deployed the first elements of its Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System to South Korea to counter North Korea's aggressive behavior. The THAAD system is designed to intercept and destroy short and medium-range ballistic missiles during flight. North Korea fired four medium-range ballistic missiles Monday, three of which landed in Japanese waters. The U.S. Defense Department is calling North Korea's latest missile launch a very serious threat and said it is taking steps to increase defenses against the missiles. A Pentagon spokesperson told reporters the weapons were medium-range ballistic missiles and did not pose a threat to North America. The chief of Malaysia's police on Tuesday said his forces had foiled an attack by arresting seven suspected Islamic State group members. Khalid Abu Bakar is Malaysia's Inspector General of Police.
Apart from their role in involving in producing false travel documents, they are also involved in distributing drugs, cut. And they are also planning to attack the Arab royalties during the visit in Kuala Lumpur. So we got them in nick of time.
The police inspector identified the suspects as four nationals from Yemen, two Malaysians, and one Indonesian, detained in separate raids in late February. Malaysia is barring all North Koreans, including diplomats and embassy staff, from leaving the country, while North Korea is banning all Malaysians from leaving its territory as the two nations continue a diplomatic battle kicked off by last month's killing of the half-brother of North Korean's leader in Malaysia. The Malaysian Deputy Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security explains what's happening now.
No, this morning the Deputy Prime Minister issued instructions not to allow any North Korean embassy staff to leave the country.
Okay, but that's not being able to leave the country. What about just leaving the embassy to...
I think what we're going to do here is to ascertain their movements.
So they can go out from the embassy, right?
At the moment, we are trying to ascertain their numbers and their movements.
Early on Tuesday, Pyongyang said it had banned Malaysians from leaving North Korea. A former Guantanamo Bay detainee was among several Al-Qaeda operatives killed in recent U.S. airstrikes in Yemen targeting terror targets. The Pentagon has estimated that at least 30% of those transferred out of Guantanamo Bay have return to the battlefield. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.